the ocean of dua.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach towards supplication and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran, and we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajil fa. Brothers and sisters, in the previous episodes, we concluded that there are different effects and actually different benefits for supplication. We concluded that the first effect of supplication is that it fills out the gaps existing in human nature. The second benefit of supplication was that it meant glory and grandeur. It brought this kind of glory for the human beings with which they could confront the challenges in their lives more easily. And this is the secret beyond those that we have seen in the history that stand in the right path, those that never give up. And All those divine men, all those prophets were always victorious. Prophet Moses, Prophet Abraham, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These are the cases that we can actually see. The third effect of supplication was that it actually meant belief in the Almighty Allah. But what does it mean? How is supplication related to belief in the Almighty Allah? We said that since human beings are full of needs and their life means finding different ways and methods to satisfy these needs, so men are always looking for assistance. And this means that if they believe in the Almighty Allah as an assistant, they will engage in worshiping and supplication. Now, we were having a look at different verses of the Holy Quran recommending the remembrance of the Almighty Allah. This verse of the Holy Quran reads, فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَاشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. Therefore, remember me, I will remember you, وَاشْكُرُوا لِي, and be thankful to me, وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ, and do not be ungrateful to me. So, what does it mean, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ, remember me so that I will remember you? This, from one aspect, could be discussed in this way, that actually the Almighty Allah is the one who gives human beings grandeur and glory. What does it mean, I will remember you? This is not a mere verbal glorification. Being remembered by the Almighty Allah means that I will pay attention to you differently from the others. You are the one who remembers me. Remember me and I will remember you. I am the one who gives you glory and grandeur. When human beings are conceived, when the human beings are persuaded that they are remembered by the Almighty Allah, this fact, this knowledge, this trust, and this belief means they can easily confront the problems. They can easily confront any kind of powers and superpowers. فَذْكُرُونِي أذكركم. Remember me and I will remember you. This means supplication is the embodiment of remembrance of the Almighty Allah. What is supplication except remembrance? وَاشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. And be thankful to me and do not be ungrateful to me. This means that remembrance of the Almighty Allah brings forth the grounds for gratitude to the Almighty Allah. And this is really important.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, Har khujo mushkil javab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the merciful will, God will come towards you. Paradise, thank you Allah, now that we're here, feeling so good, about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too, it's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. Feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So, as you were with us, dear listeners, we were discussing the verses of the Holy Quran that discuss the concept of supplication. So this verse reads, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَاشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. And we said that it actually prepares the ground. This remembrance of the Almighty Allah prepares the grounds for the people to be thankful to the Almighty Allah. وَاشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. And this thankfulness brings about and causes the grounds for not being from among those who are ungrateful to the Almighty Allah. This is really interesting. And most importantly, in the other verses of the Holy Quran, we saw this phrase, وَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَتِي أَلَّتِي أَنْعَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ. But this, here, it says, فَذْكُرُونِي, remember me. In the other verses, it was about, the discussion was about the different blessings, the divine blessings that should be remembered by the people, to be grateful to the Almighty Allah. But this means you should remember me, myself, personally, and I will remember you. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me.